Hey, Cal. I started last season's interview here with you and asked you, how did we lose that? And I'm going to start with the same question.
I don't know. It's one of them places, isn't it? I can't fault the lads' endeavour, the work rate. I think we play well.
Yeah.
I do think we play well against a side that's... I think they've lost one. They beat Edmondsford and people like that, you know, and... I'd struggle. Well, I've obviously not seen the games, but if other teams have created more chances than that against them, I'd like to see it.
And
you know, when the three goals that he conceded, the glaring individual errors, which, you know, we spoke about, and players will probably never do make mistakes like that again. It happens. That one and Spenner.
Yeah. Well, we benefited last year, so
it's one of them where you're scratching your head, but on the, you know, on the flip side of it. Looking at it, not so much critically, but what we've got to do is make sure the lads understand, and they do, and, you know, because we've got a great bunch.
We've got
a really, really good bunch of lads, and they know the where they've let themselves down to a certain extent tonight, and where, you know, the rubber of the green hasn't gone for us. But we've been through that before. We had it last year for a spell, you know, and I'm saying the same thing. One thing that's great from my point of view and the staff's point of view, we know we've got a good bunch of lads there who are going to, by the season end, will be again there or thereabouts, if not topping that table.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you say. I mean, the first goal comes completely against the run of play.
Yeah,
the first shot they've had, and they score it.
Yeah.
We equalise right after half, so, and then just we get on top again.
Yeah,
they score again with a free goal, and that's how it goes. I know, but
a free goal, and then, you know, I think one thing we can learn from, and we'll speak about it, you know, at training, is after that game that's gone in. It's too easy to... Well, it's not so much easy, but psychologically, it's like a bit of a body blow. You've got to use that as a positive.
Yeah.
You've got to, instead of thinking, oh, you know, the world's against us conceding a goal like that, you've got to think, right, well, my teammate's made a mistake. I'm going to work harder to try and pull him through and make sure it's a positive result. And I thought once we got to grips with it... I just can't think of any instances where we've been outplayed or out-battled.
I think the sentence down the edge drops for a short spell after that third goal. But then after that, again, it kept going right till the 96th minute. And, you know, if it had been 3-3, you wouldn't have complained at the end.
And that shows the mark of the players and what the spirit that they've got and, you know, everything that encapsulates what you need in a team to, you know, to be successful. And I'm sure we'll be back come end of April.
Last two questions. The first one about the assistants on the side here, the stand, some of the decisions he was making. I mean, I know we don't want to, but I mean, there's a back pass that was clearly played off their player, and he said he's come off back on side. Well, it doesn't matter if he's come off a defender.
Exactly.
And then there's a throw-in when it's nearly in the car park and he's played it on.
Yeah.
You can't explain them, can you?
No, but, you know, that's what we're dealing with. You know, the time wasting. They had a word with the referee at half time. It's not so much them adding on the time, which is all well and good. That's a gimme. It's a fact that teams, when they're in that position, they're killing the tempo of the game. You're trying to raise the tempo.
Yeah.
They're killing it. And that's not just with this referee. I've spoken out at FA meetings with referees where that needs to be addressed rather than just sticking an extra minute on.
Hmm.
Get the tempo of the game
and
start that from as soon as you start. It's blatant, and anybody that's seen football knows when somebody's time wasting. Go up to it and nip it in the bud straight away.
And the last one, Charlie Saturday. It's not going to be the first time we turned out in front of no fans with Curzon, but it's going to be strange again for some of these lads, maybe. Does that spur them on? Does that spur them on in a funny sort of way?
Well, we'll try and use that as a motivation.
Yeah.
You know, our fans have been hard done by not being able to come and watch the game. Things that have been taken out of their hands. So we'll use that as a motivation for the players, you know, for them to go there and make sure that we, you know, don't give Charlie anything else.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. See you Wednesday.
Cheers.